It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The cranberry harvest is underway in Wisconsin. Our state is the top global producer of this nutrient-dense fruit, and new markets could make the berry even more valuable.
Later, we'll hear from a cranberry researcher who's been waist-deep in the harvest at her family's cranberry farm in Sawyer County in the northwest corner of the state. We'll learn about how these berries come out of the bog.
But first, let's get the latest on the harvest and how economic uncertainty around tariffs could affect our state's producers. For that, we turn to Grant Hawley, Executive Director of the Wisconsin State Cranberry Growers Association, which oversees about 250 cranberry marshes in the state. Grant, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you so much for having us. It's the best time of year for us to come on and say hi and remind everybody of all those hardworking cranberry growers that are out there.
And as you lead the association, you have this bird's eye view of all things cranberries here in the state. What kind of things have you been hearing from growers about this year's harvest so far?
It's a tough year. One of the pieces that I keep reminding them. So this year, if you talk to a grower, they're going to say, oh, we're going to be down a little bit this year. And we are, especially when you compare it to last year. Last year was such a banner year for us. Mother Nature was in the best mood you can possibly imagine, and everything lined up. And we had just shy of a record year. Coming off of a year like that, then you sit back and you're like, oh, well, we're not going to do that again. And of course, we're not going to do that again. Our plants are perennials. They can't have a huge year after year. That's just horticulture. But I mean, all in all, we're going to have about an average year. Average for us is about 5 million barrels, and a barrel is about 100 pounds of cranberries.
Wow. And do cranberry growers have the same customers now as they did some years ago? Are their customers and markets reliable right now?
They are, especially within the United States, and we're growing our international market at the same time. Cranberries haven't even had their heyday yet, I don't believe. People don't always think about the cranberry, or they feel that it may be too sour or too tart. Well, tastes are actually changing quite a bit. I think a lot of folks are moving away from really sugary flavors, and the cranberry is just so versatile. You can bake with it. You can cook with it. We do see the same customers year after year, even at our roadside stands. Granted, a lot of the folks are neighbors and they know about the cranberry farmers anyway, but you're usually greeted by your first name because people have been doing it for so long. A number of chefs throughout Wisconsin are the same way. And then we're just seeing it grow within the entire country as a whole.
There are certainly difficult market forces challenging right now with the situation with the White House tariffs. How does that relate to the cranberry industry?
Well, we are seeing lower prices this year, and that is tough. We are probably going to come just under. So we always have this price that's out there that it's like, okay, are you going to profit? Are you going to break even? We are going to be coming in just under breaking even this year. And we would love to bemoan and we would love to complain, but agriculture in Wisconsin is so tight that we have our family folks that are over in soy, they're over in ginseng. And whereas, yes, we're going to suffer a little bit. Nobody's suffering like those folks right now, and our hearts are going out. So we try to not take up a whole bunch of the news with us right now, but it's not great for us either.
It must be also difficult. It's not like you can plant a different crop, per se. You know, diversifying your crop doesn't really apply to cranberry marshes.
It really doesn't. Our area is made for cranberries. There is no doubt about that. The pioneers, when they got here before Wisconsin was Wisconsin, they found cranberries. They tried to grow other things. We actually have some historical accounts from one of our families that their great, great, great granddaddy sat back and said that it's like, well, we came here and we tried to bring other crops, but the land is more stubborn than the people. And they actually made one of the best ecological decisions that they could have for Wisconsin. And they just quit trying to change the state. And they started to grow what they found here. So cranberries, this is their home. It would be a travesty to take them out and put something else in, because they are native flora. And all of the fun things that go with them, the bacteria in the ground, the fungus in the ground, the critters that walk around, they actually help cranberries because they all evolved together. And they're perennial plants. Some of these vines are over 90 years old. You're not going to pull those suckers out. We have to believe that this too shall pass. Cranberries have been here for 150, 200 years, and they're not going to go away overnight. So we will sort of duck our heads, do what farmers typically do, and we're going to persevere.
With that said, I wonder, are they managed differently than they were generations ago or 100 years ago versus today? I mean, certainly we were much more industrialized. There's much more technology to be had.
There is, and we do employ in a lot of technology, but in almost every case, it's so that we can do more with less. And that's what a lot of folks will use technology for. But we will have some GPS-driven tractors, which actually helps out. We have started bringing in more hybrids of the cranberries themselves. So because we have the hybrids, we can actually string out harvest more. So if we had harvest within 2 weeks, then we need extra people. We need extra machines because you have such a tight window. But if we have some of our species that are going to be ready in early September, some that'll be ready in the end of September through October and even to the beginning of November, then families themselves can actually handle medium to small sized cranberry marshes, which really helps with the bottom line. And it really helps to keep these as family farms. You'd be shocked how many of our farms are still very family controlled, same families that you had 4, 5, 6, 7 generations ago.
Also, I wonder about ocean sprays, their farmers' influence on the industry. I mean, that would, I would imagine, be one of the world's, you know, big cranberry industry producers. How much influence do ocean spray their farmers have on cranberry bogs and as a market for farmers here in Wisconsin?
Oh, they have a huge impact. You're right. They are easily one of the biggest. The one thing to remember about ocean spray is that it's a co-op. Mm-hmm. So this is for farmers by farmers. And even if you look at, say, the Wisconsin board that's part of Ocean Spray, it's made up of members of the WSCGA. And they sit down with their neighbors, whether they are an Ocean Spray grower or not. And they represent all of us. We are most certainly Wisconsin first, and we take care of our community. And Ocean Spray does not fight that one bit. They readily like that. They like the fact that our community is taking care of each other. And to be honest, they help take care of us. When we have needed, say, an entomologist overnight at one of our marshes, if we can't get somebody from UW because the process is just way too, it's too quick. Ocean Spray, whether you're an Ocean Spray grower or not, they usually readily go out and just help anybody. It's very difficult to find an unhealthy level of competition in cranberries, whether you're talking within Wisconsin, within the United States, or even globally. These folks really share their knowledge. Now, if people like to crow, they had the biggest crop. They like to bring in the newest technology first, but then they will readily share how they got there with everybody else.
Grant, thank you so much for your time. Thanks for joining us.
Always. Thank you so much for having us and so much for thinking about us.
That is Grant Holley, Executive Director of the Wisconsin State Cranberry Growers Association. We're talking about this year's cranberry harvest in Wisconsin. Now we turn to bogs in the northern part of the state, where growers are busy with the harvest. Allison Johnjack joins us now, cranberry outreach specialist at UW-Madison Division of Extension. She grew up on a cranberry farm in Sawyer County. Allison, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
thank you so much for having me. It is a busy time of year, but it is glad to get to share the cranberry perspective with everyone who'd like to hear it among your listeners.
Yes. And so with the cranberry harvest underway, what are you noticing out in the marsh?
Harvest is, depending on the marshes, of course, we have four major growing regions in Wisconsin, and all four of those regions are seeing a pretty solid harvest this year. We're either just kind of at the halfway point or just a little past the halfway point. And we are looking forward to having our 26th consecutive year of Wisconsin being the leading producer of cranberries in the world.
Okay, so you are in the thick of it right now with harvest.
Absolutely. And so we've seen crops come in. We're seeing pretty solid yields, just about matching what our expectations were going into harvest. Most varieties have had their color come on very well. There are maybe a couple of varieties that are still working on their color, but they'll be there before harvest is over. And so we're quite content with, up until this last dry month, we've been joking that 2025 has been the first normal year we've had in 20 years.
You grew up on a cranberry marsh that was founded by your grandfather over 85 years ago. And I'm wondering what lessons you've learned, or are you carrying your family's cranberry, are you caring for your family's cranberry bogs differently than how they were managed generations ago?
That's a really fantastic question. So as the cranberry outreach specialist with UW-Madison, there are right now seven different faculty members at Madison who have cranberry as one of their major focuses. And so those researchers are always doing, new research. I guess I joked that we had our first normal year in 25 years, but heat stress is something that my grandfather never had to have any worry about. But heat stress is something that Dr. Amaya Atucha has been doing research on in the last 2 years and will be continuing for the next 2 years. She's got a major project going on that and how we protect against disease when we have more sun, more heat, and the warmer it is, the more conducive it is for plant disease. So that's been one thing that's been interesting in the last 10 years. Newer varieties. My grandfather planted in 1939 only varieties that were native selections. So basically just taking cuttings from existing marshes where cranberries were growing wild and then planting those and frost protecting them. And we are now, after that first, in the early days, they were all natives. There was a breeding program in the 1940s, and then there was really no new breeding until the 1990s. So in the 1990s, people are on their, now we're on the third generation, so the grandchildren of those original native selections that my grandfather planted. So those are two major first responses about what's changed in those 85 years.
It's really hard to imagine heat stress when all the images we see of cranberry bogs are this watery environment with these beautiful cranberries so plump and just so ready. Can you talk more about the changing climate and what that means for growers in our state?
So definitely, I think cranberry growers, because such a huge part of the cranberry crop cultivation is frost protection, cranberry growers have always been focused on, on the weather, on the climate, on what is going on that they will need to respond to on their marsh. And even though we're also starting to see heat stress in the summers, that doesn't mean that cold stress isn't an issue in the winter. So we actually have to pay attention to both ends of the spectrum and be ready for just about anything. But in the summer, the cranberries actually, they grow near water, but in most cases you have a bed and maybe that bed will be 2 to 3 acres surrounded by, might think of it as a moat, but we call it a ditch, and then a dike that lets you travel around the bed. And so during the year, they're actually about at least a foot above water level. The growers will keep that water down and they'll reserve that water in a reservoir, or they'll keep it ready for harvest or for that winter flood. So they're mostly, I know everyone thinks of them as being in water all year round, but really they're only flooded for that harvest or for frost protection, occasionally against bugs. But you originally asked about heat stress. And so in the summer, they're growing about a foot above water level. the incident sun, and especially on a day when there's not much of a breeze, if you think of, I guess it, the same way as you think if you leave a an ice cube sitting on your car your car hood, that will melt. Yeah. And so similarly, if you have just bright sunlight all day, those berries, leaves breathe through their stomata. Berries have really not the ability to release extra heat. So if you think of like a person can sweat, like a leaf can sweat, mm-hmm. like a dog has to pant in order to exchange heat. But berries don't really have any protection mechanism like that. Because they evolved in a colder climate. And so we're noticing that if you have too many days where that canopy temperature or the temperature the berry is feeling exceeds a threshold, that berry's cells can start to get damaged, and that can open things up to plant disease.
You know, with Wisconsin being the largest cranberry producer in the world, I wonder, amid these challenges you talk about, will we continue to be the top in the world?
So actually, this is one place where Wisconsin has a real benefit of climate. One of the reasons our growers are as concerned about heat stress and about ameliorating disease as they are is because you consider the other the cranberry growing industries in America are Massachusetts, New Jersey, Oregon, Washington State, and those are all a little bit warmer than Wisconsin still. Hmm. And so Wisconsin growers chat with their New Jersey grower friends, and the New Jersey growers say, wow, the milder and milder the winters are, the hotter and hotter the summers are, we're having really bad issues with plant disease. And so the Wisconsin growers are actually kind of being proactive, having heard about some of the concerns of you know, the mild winters and warm summers, and saying, okay, if this happens to us, are we going to be ready? And how are we going to manage those challenges? So I do think that we currently in Wisconsin have enough time to develop good responses to those challenges, partly because we're using the other growing regions as kind of those early warning signs of what to pay attention to.
I wonder, despite the challenges with the climate, challenges with the economy and the markets for cranberries, I wonder what your grandfather would think today of what this industry looks like.
I definitely know my grandfather would be proud to see what Wisconsin cranberry growing has grown to. Wisconsin started producing cranberries commercially in the 1850s, and of course, they're a native plant to our state, so they've been produced non-commercially here forever, or forever since the glaciers. But seeing the huge improvements that farmers have made together with researchers and seeing how far our industry has come, my grandpa would be proud of all of the people who are growing cranberries in this state today.
Allison, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure to talk with you.
That is Allison Johnjack, a cranberry outreach specialist at the UW-Madison Division of Extension. And earlier, we heard from Grant Hawley, who leads the Wisconsin State Cranberry Growers Association. Wisconsin is the largest cranberry producer in the world, and we've been checking in on the harvest amid economic uncertainty.